Good morning. Welcome to the first of this series of Lenten Vigil services. I'll speak for 15 minutes. We'll stand in silence for just a few moments and then sit for 30 minutes of meditation, silent prayer, after which there'll be Eucharist. And today being Ash Wednesday, to the distribution of ashes. I was thinking this year, I'd based this series of reflections on love. And we're always thinking about what are we going to give up for Lent. And say we could practice giving up not being loving. We could give that up. And ask God for the grace to be more loving, because God is love. And through love, we become one with God and one with each other. And the passage that I would like to base these reflections on is this celebrated passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 on love. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I become a noisy gong and a clanging cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor and deliver my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing. Love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but if there are gifts of prophecy, they will be done away, and if there are tongues, they will cease, and if there is knowledge, it will be done away. For we know in part, and we prophesy and prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the imperfect will be done away. When I was a child, I used to speak as a child. I used to think as a child, to reason as a child. Then I became a man. I did away with childish things. For now we see in a mirror darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know fully, just as I have been fully known. But now abides faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. I'd like to reflect on this. And I would like to start first with love is patient. And I'd like to meditate on patience as a way of life. It often happens in life that we find ourselves in the midst of a hurtful situation. In a hurtful situation from which we cannot easily or quickly free ourselves. It goes on, and we realize it's going to take a while. This hurtful situation can be a medical symptom in our body. It can be psychological problems, depression, anxiety, self-sabotaging behavior, addiction, the rest of it. It can be problems in a relationship that are very difficult to even approach, much less resolve. But there are things that weigh us down and from which we can quickly or easily free ourselves. If we flip it around, we can also say that there are goals in life, things that we hope for, things we believe in, things we seek to achieve, and we discover we cannot easily achieve them, that it takes effort and perseverance, and we're going to hang in there and lean into it and keep working on it. Life's like this. Now, what we find in these situations, that is the difficulty in freeing ourselves from suffering, the difficulty in reaching the desired goal, is that it is tempting, but is not helpful to be impatient. Surely it's not helpful to be impatient to the point that we give up. Because if we give up and walk away, we abandon ourselves. If we give up getting past the suffering, we fall into despair in the midst of suffering. If we give up on our dream, walk away, we never reach our dream. So that is not helpful to give up. Likewise, we find it is not helpful to use force, that we're going to apply more pressure and make it happen. And this is not helpful. Because when we use force, we engage in violence. And we try to make life happen on our terms. And we just make things worse. Likewise, it doesn't help to get angry that you can't make it happen, that the universe will not cooperate with your plan. And you quickly discover you can't make anybody in your life do anything. And you can't even make yourself do some things, because there are habits in the mind and heart that do not easily go away. And so here we are. Here we are. Engaging in such things, asking for the grace to be patient, to not lose heart. Don't walk away, don't use force, but lean into it in an ongoing, persevering, patient way. And when we live like this, we begin to discover that here maybe what's most important is not the goal we're reaching for. Nor maybe it's not even most important that we get past the suffering that we so much want to be free from. We begin to realize that in patience, we're being transformed into a patient person. And maybe what matters most is the transformation in love that patience brings. You see this in people who have been transformed in long suffering, who have not fallen into despair, or have not become bitter. You see it in people who are ripe with just lots of deep sobriety from addiction. You see it in people who are dedicated to a cause they deeply believe in and does not come without a price. You see it in people who are struggling with difficulties and patiently move on day by day. And you see this quality in people, a spacious graciousness about them. They're good people to be with, and it's good to become such a person. And here I think we see the spirituality of patience. There's a famous prayer of Teresa of Avila, sometimes called the bookmark of Teresa of Avila. I think when she died, they found it as a bookmark, hence its name, in one of her books. Let nothing disturb thee. Let nothing frighten thee. All things are passing. God alone remaineth. Patience obtains all things. Let nothing disturb thee. Let nothing frighten thee. All things are passing. God alone remaineth. Patience obtains all things. And here's the thing. All these struggles that we're going through, all the things we're trying to get past, are passing. And the self that's trying to get through them is passing. All the goals that we seek, as noble as they are, attained or unattained, they're all passing. Everything that begins in time ends in time. It's all ashes. It's all turning to ashes. But in the midst of all that passes away, there is the love that never passes away. And in the unexpected intimacy of the patient effort, we begin to experience this deathless love in the intimacy of our minds and hearts. It surprises us. We didn't expect it. It calls for a shift in perception, a shift in an understanding, like a deeper way to understand what it means to understand, about what really matters, what really counts. That God alone remaineth, patience obtains all things. Just wait long enough, none of us will be here. All be swept away. But there is in the fleetingness of our life the eternality of love that intimately gives itself to us in patience, in patience. And maybe this is what it's about. This is what it's about. And so I think maybe we could see that the whole gospel story is the story of the revelation of patience. Jesus was hanging on the cross as love crucified, being patient with us. He hung there watching them gambling for his clothes, casting lots on who was going to get his cloak. See? Not a happy outcome. See? But he never gave up on us, never turned against us. Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. How patient God is with us. And how we can taste the infinite patience of God in the willingness to be led by God, to be patient with ourselves, patient with each other, patient with the situation. And so then I think then here is our prayer, our meditation. You could sit for these 30 minutes in a kind of reflective prayer. Who are the people in your life who have been patient with you and for whom you are immensely grateful to have them? Who are the people that let you know how grateful they are that you're patient with them and how blessed you are to be blessed in seeing how grace is working in your life? What are these relational realities? What is the suffering that's been caused by the people who have not been patient with you? And the suffering that's been caused because you've not been patient with them and not patient with yourself? And how to ask God for the grace of patience? Or you can take a more contemplative approach of wordless prayer. Sit still, sit straight, present, open, and awake, neither clinging to nor rejecting anything, like an unlearned child. And quiet awareness of the breathing. If you want to use the word I love you as your prayer of your breath, when you inhale, silently inhale God's I love you that is life itself. And when you exhale, give yourself in love to the love that gives itself to you and sit that way for 30 minutes. Do not daydream. Do not fall asleep. Do not slip away into thinking. Sit straight in the virginal immediacy of this love. And if you try to sit that way for 30 minutes, you'll discover you need to be very patient with yourself because you will not do well at it. But the ability to endlessly circle back to reinstate the intention to be simply present, sitting here in silence, you can learn to be patient. You can learn to be patient. And in the silence of this prayer, experience God's infinite patience for you. I invite you to sit straight, fold your hands, and bow. Repeat after me. Be still and know I am God. Be still and know I am.
Be still
Be still and know. Be still.